Walking along a street in Russia during a famine, the great writer Leo Tolstoy met a beggar. Tolstoy searched in his pockets to look for something that he could give to the beggar, but there he had no money because he had earlier given away all of his money. So in his pity, he reached out, took the beggar in his arms, embraced him, and kissed him on his hollow cheeks. And he said, "Don't be angry with me, my brother. I have nothing to give." The beggar's face lit up, and tears flowed from his eyes as he said, "But you embraced me and kissed me. You called me brother. You have given me yourself. That is a great gift." And the gospel speaks about two widows. The widow of Zarephath risked death by giving her last provisions to the prophet Elijah. And then the gospel widow gave all that she had to live on to the Lord. In giving all to God, they surrendered everything to the providence and the mercy of God. And as a result, the Zarephath widow was blessed with a year's provisions for her and her son. And although we don't know the future of the widow in the gospel, we do know that Jesus certainly looked very highly upon the gesture that she gave to him. And I suspect he blessed her abundantly. But both widows trusted that God would be faithful to them. And I think that is the challenge for all of us. Will we trust that God will be faithful to us? Will we trust that God will not be outgiven? Giving all to the Lord from a foundation of trust is at the very heart of our faith. We are called to give in a spirit of complete abandonment, sacrificial love, and self-forgetfulness. The people in the temple judged on how much they gave, but Jesus judged on how much they left behind. You see, the rich gave out of their surplus. They had plenty left behind. But the widow had nothing left after she gave the two coins. And so Jesus says, don't be like the scribes. And the reason is because the scribes look inward. They pointed everybody to themselves. They attracted attention to themselves. In picking the places of honor, they attracted attention to themselves. Even in their prayers, they were praying to themselves. And so Jesus says, don't be like them. The scribes looked inward, and whenever they looked outward, they were looking down on others. Rather, be like the widow, for the widow looked outward in generosity, and she looked upward to God in total submission. The widow gave all that she had, and because she knew that all that she was and had come from God, and so she gave back to God everything that belonged to God. It was that simple for her. Because there's nothing that we have that we can brag about before God. The only thing that we can take ownership and brag about before God are the sins that we commit. It has been said that there are three types of givers. There's the grudge givers, the duty givers, and the thanks givers. So the grudge givers say, I hate giving. The duty givers say, I ought to give. But the thanks givers say, I want to give. In other words, grudge givers give reluctantly and with a certain amount of resentment. Duty givers give reluctantly also, but with a sense of true obligation. Thanksgivers, on the other hand, give freely and from the heart. And that's what the widows did. And that's also what Tolstoy did in that story that I told you. And we should ask ourselves the question, what kind of giver am I? So for example, how do we give of ourselves and our time to God in the attention that we give him, in our prayer at Mass, or in our daily prayers? How do we give of ourselves and our time to the members of our own family in support, in affection? How do we give of ourselves and our time to our neighbor in our concern, in our service to them? Do we give grudgingly? Do we give dutifully? Or do we give thankfully because we want to from our heart? That is to say, do we give with a generous and full heart, as did the widows and Tolstoy? It has been said that the best gift we could give to an enemy is forgiveness. The best gift we could give to a friend is loyalty. The best gift we could give to a child is good example. The best gift we could give to a father is honor. The best gift we could give to a mother is a heart. The best gift we could give to a neighbor is our hand. You know, and I don't think it's by accident that widows are often mentioned in the scriptures. My mom was a widow at age 33, and she was a sucker to giving to any underdog. Now, we never lacked for anything in my house, thanks be to God. We were not rich by any stretch. And there were times when things were really tight. But that didn't stop my mom from giving to others. When she saw someone hurting, she just said, God will take care of it, and gave. I realized later in life that as a young widow, my mom recognized that when you lose someone you love, all you can do is give from the heart with the time that you have. When you lose someone you love, all you can do is give from the heart with the time that you have. Now, I tell you this as a way of saying thank you. Thank you to all of you out there who are widows or widowers, who show us what it means to be thanksgivers. You have a way of teaching us that when you lose someone you love, all you can do is give from the heart with the time that you have. It's exactly the way God gives to us so generously. We ask for a flower. God gives us a bouquet. We ask for a drop of water. God gives us an ocean. We ask for a grain of sand. God gives us a beach. We ask for a blade of grass. God gives us a lawn. We ask for something to eat. God gives us his very body and blood.